Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. The image of a two-story house with the year 1693 and several Greek symbols above it is etched on the cover of a leather-bound book. Walt Disney Pictures presents Bette Midler. Several thick, low-burning candles illuminate the gold foil stamped around the edges of the cover. A title on the book reads, Hocus Pocus. Something moves under the cover and the letters glow. The book opens to reveal a cloaked shadow flying across a marshland. A David Kirshner, Stephen Haft production. A Kenny Ortega film. Large clumps of dark green grass break the surface of the calm water. Sarah Jessica Parker. Kathy Najimy. Omri Katz. Thora Birch. Chimney smoke swirls up from the thatched roofed houses of a quaint village. Fenced yards are packed with neat vegetable patches, and dirt roads lead between the dwellings. Vanessa Shaw, Charles Rocket, Stephanie Farrisee. A blonde teenage boy lies asleep in bed near an open window. Outside, a horse snaps the rope tying it to a tree. Hens scatter, and sheep huddle in a corner of their enclosure. A cloaked figure glides past the open window, and the boy jerks awake. He slowly slumps backwards.
Emily?
He looks left.
Emily!
Sean Murray, Kathleen Freeman, Doug Jones. Casting by Mary Gale Arts and Barbara Cohen.
Emily!
Music by John Debney. Costume designer Mary Vogt. Co-executive producer Mick Garris. The boy searches the yard and goes to a young man standing outside the house next door.
Elijah! Elijah! Pass to see my sister Emily. Hey, but look.
He points.
They conjure. Oh, God. The woods!
Purple smoke rises from the trees. The boys run to the edge of an open field, then stop. Co-producer Bonnie Bruckheimer.
Emily!
Emily chases the cloaked figure.
She's done for. Not yet. You wake my father. Summon the elders. Go!
The blonde boy runs through the field, his loose white shirt billowing behind him. Editor Peter E. Berger, ACE.
Emily!
Production designer William Sandell. Director of photography Hiro Narita, ASC. Executive producer Ralph Winter. The boy runs barefoot, skipping over twigs and ducking under low branches. He reaches a slope and tumbles over the edge. He lands face down in a patch of dry leaves. Story by David Kirshner and Mick Garris. Shirt ripped and hair in his face, he looks up. Screenplay by Mick Garris and Neil Cuthbert. Produced by David Kirshner and Stephen Haft.
Come, child.
In a murky clearing, bright purple smoke rises from the chimney of a house. The boy watches wide-eyed as the woman leads Emily inside. He steps on mossy rocks to cross a stream flowing before the house. He cracks a window open and peeps inside. Directed by Kenny Ortega. Three witches stand hunched in a tight semicircle and wave their arms up and down in unison. They part to reveal Emily seated on a chair. One of them crouches low over her and she tenses. The boy's eyes widen. The witches turn to the window and the boy quickly ducks. A red-haired woman gestures to the others. The boy hides as the red-haired witch throws open a window and looks up. The other two search the front porch.
Oh, look. Another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
She shuts the window.
Sisters!
Yes, Winnie.
Coming, Winnie, right away. Sorry.
Must have been an imp. My darling.
She goes to a podium.
My little book. We must continue with our spell now that our little guest of honor has arrived. Wake up. Wake up, darling.
An eye on the cover of the book opens sleepily and looks around. Winnie beams down at it.
Mary?
Right here, Winnie, right here. Sorry.
Mary stirs a cauldron.
I noticed Sister Sarah isn't helping.
I lured the child here.
Leave her be. She had done her job.
Mary and Sarah snarl at each other.
Tis time.
She lifts her arms and the book pages flutter.
There it is. Bring to a full rolling bubble. Add 2 drops oil of boil.
Yeah, I got it. It's heavy. You do that. I'll do this.
The page reads, Life Potion. Meanwhile, the boy climbs up a slowly spinning water wheel to a loft window and crawls through.
Mix blood of owl with the herb that's red. Turn three times, pluck a hair from my head. Add a dash of pox and a dead man's toe. Dead man's toe and make it a fresh one.
Dead man's toe! Dead
Sarah man's hops and spins around the room. She spits into the cauldron as she passes it. Mary fetches a bowl of toes from a shelf and sniffs one before throwing it into the cauldron.
Fresh one.
Sarah and Mary begin pelting each other with toes. One hits the back of Winnie's head.
Will you just stop that? I need to concentrate.
Sorry. She needs to concentrate.
They nudge each other, smirking. The boy peers over at them from the loft. Mary's nose twitches and she moves around the room, her eyes flitting from side to side.
Newt saliva. I smell a child. Yeah, what dost thou call that?
She points at Emily.
A child?
Sisters! Gather round. One thing more Endor has done. Add a bit of thine own tongue.
They bite and spin into the cauldron, causing smoke to rise.
Thou art divine. 'Tis ready for tasting. One drop of this, and her life will be mine. I mean, ours.
They turn towards Emily, and Winnie brandishes the potion at her menacingly.
All right, girl. Open up your mouth.
No!
He leaps down.
A boy! Get a divorce!
Well, I got him. I knew I spelled a boy.
Sarah and Mary scuttle towards the boy, who moves around the cauldron.
Get away from my potion!
He pushes the cauldron, knocking Sarah and Mary down, then dumps the potion on them.
My potion!
He runs towards Emily, but Winnie casts rippling sparks of energy at him. He arches his back, twists around, falls to his knees, and finally collapses. Mary sits up. Her eyes widen.
Winnie. Winnie.
Sisters, prepare thyselves. 'Tis her life force. The potion works. Take my hands. We will share her.
Oh, Winnie, how generous of thee.
They approach Emily and suck in the glowing essence surrounding her. Their eyes droop and they quiver. The boy pulls himself up. Mary's eyes go wide and she covers her mouth. Unnoticed, the boy struggles to stand.
Sisters, behold!
The witches are younger.
I am beautiful! Boys will love me!
Mary strikes a sultry pose.
We're young!
Winnie purses her lips over her buck teeth.
Well, younger. But it's a star!
They join hands and dance in a circle.
Winifred, thou art me a sprig of a girl.
But I shall be a sprig forever once I suck the life out of all the children in Salem. Let's brew another batch.
You hag! There are not enough children in the world to make thee young and beautiful.
Sisters, did you hear what he called you? Whatever shall we do with him?
Let's barbecue and fillet.
Hang him on a hook and let me play with him.
No! Book, darling, come to mommy.
The book floats into her hands.
His punishment must be more fulsome, more lingering. Dazzle me, my darling. Let's see, amnesia, bunions, chilblains, cholera. We can do better than that, I think. Let's see what we have.
She turns a page.
Perfect. As usual. His punishment shall not be to die, but to live forever with his guilt.
As what, Winnie, as what?
Jump back.
They wave their hands.
Twist the bones and bend the back.
Eat it, Captain Malachimistic. Trim him of his baby fat.
The boy screws his eyes shut.
Give him fur black as black, just like this.
The witches waggle their outstretched fingers, and he sinks to the floor in a grimace. A black cat with green eyes looks up in his place. Sarah playfully extends a hand towards it.
Witches, daughters of darkness, open this door!
Hide the child!
Mary throws a blanket over Emily.
There be no witches here, sir!
Don't get your knickers in a twist! We are just three kindly old spinster ladies!
Spending a quiet evening at home!
Sucking the lives out of little children!
Winifred Sanderson.
Yes?
I will ask thee one final time.
Yes?
What hast thou done with my son, Thackeray? Answer me!
Well, I don't know. Speak. Cat's got my tongue.
The sisters stand at a gallows with nooses around their necks. Townspeople stand around with torches and wooden crosses. Lightning flashes down on them.
This is terribly uncomfortable.
Sisters, sing.
The people cover their ears.
Listen to them not!
Elijah flings down the spellbook he was holding. It opens to display spells to resurrect the dead.
Fools! All of you! My ungodly book speaks to you. When All Hallows Eve and the moon is around, a virgin will summon us from under the ground. We shall be back, and the lives of all the children shall be mine!
Thackeray's father signals with two swiping motions of his hand, and the barrels are kicked out from beneath the witches, whose legs sway stiffly above the ground. Elijah gently holds Thackeray's mother and leads her away. As Thackeray's father stands looking back at the witches, the black cat rubs itself against his legs. He nudges it away.
Away! Away, beast!
The cat sits in a cranny of rock as a strong wind blows.
Poor Thackeray Binks. Neither his father, his mother, nor anyone else ever knew what became of him those 300 years ago. And so, the Sanderson sisters were hanged by the Salem townfolk. Now, there are those who say that on Halloween night, a black cat still guards the old Sanderson house, warning off any who might make the witches come back to life.
Present day, a teacher hurls a streamer at one of the students and claps her hands.
Give me a break.
Her face falls as she turns to the boy.
Aha. We seem to have a skeptic in our midst. Mr. Dennison, would you care to share your California laid-back tie-dye point of view?
He smirks.
Okay. Granted that you guys here in Salem are all into these black cats and witches and stuff.
Stuff.
Fine. But everyone here knows that Halloween was invented by the candy companies.
Oh.
It's a conspiracy.
It just so happens that Halloween is based on the ancient feast called All Hallows Eve. It's the one night of the year where the spirits of the dead can return to Earth.
He looks at the pretty girl with straight blonde hair.
Well said, Allison.
He walks over to Allison and hands her a sheet of paper.
In case Jimi Hendrix shows up tonight, here's my number.
The words Max Dennison and a phone number are scrawled on it. They lock eyes and finally break into flirtatious smiles. Allison leaves and a boy walks up to Max.
Max, bad chance.
Outside, below a sign that reads Jacob Bailey High School, a clock shows 3:05. Students and teachers flood out of the school as a boy in a baseball jacket sprays aerosol string above their heads. Max hurries to unchain his bike from a rack. He slowly rides alongside Allison as she walks across the campus.
Allison.
Hi.
Hi, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you in class.
You didn't.
He holds out a hand.
My name is Max Dennison.
Yeah, I know. You just moved here, huh?
Yeah, last week.
Must be a big change for you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You don't like it here?
Oh, the leaves are great, but I don't know. Just all this Halloween stuff.
You don't believe in it?
What do you mean, like the Sanderson sisters? No way.
Not even on Halloween?
Especially not on Halloween.
Allison smiles.
Trick or treat?
She holds up a folded piece of paper in between her middle and forefinger. Max takes it from her and she walks away, pulling up the hood of her bright red coat. Max grins to himself and opens up the piece of paper. Seeing only his own name and number, he frowns. Then he races through town on his bike. He passes a house decorated with carved pumpkins and a witch on a broomstick. He pedals past rows of houses in a residential area, then over a carpet of red, yellow, and brown leaves in the woods. Speckles of sunlight peek through the leaves of evergreen trees all around him as he jumps his bike over rocks in his path and heads towards a graveyard. Two older boys jump out from behind the headstones.
Paul! Who are you?
Max. I just moved here.
From where?
Los Angeles.
The boys look at each other with confusion.
L.A.?
Oh, dude!
Tubular.
I'm Jay. This is Ernie.
Ernie grabs Jay.
How many times I gotta tell you? My name ain't Ernie no more. It's Ice.
Jay nods and points to his friend, who turns to show the word Ice shaved into the back of his short hair.
This is Ice.
Jay and Ice approach Max.
So, let's have a butt.
No thanks, I don't smoke.
They're very health conscious in Los Angeles.
They chest bump.
You got any cash?
Jay leans in close.
Hollywood?
No.
Gee, we don't get any smokes from you. We don't get any cash. What am I supposed to do with my afternoon?
Maybe you could learn to breathe through your nose.
Ice glares at Jay.
Whoa.
Who smiles down at Max's feet.
Check out the new cross trainers.
Cool. Let me try them on.
Max looks between the two grinning boys and starts to leave, but Jay stops him.
Later, dude. See you, Hollywood.
Max cycles away in his socks. He stops to look at the steeple of a church and clenches his teeth. Max stops at a house and barges through a room where a couple unpacks cardboard boxes.
Hey, Max! Hey, how was school?
Sucked.
Hey, watch your language.
They stare after Max.
Can't believe you made me move here!
He climbs upstairs and leans his head on a door with signs reading, Max and Stop, Do Not Enter.
He wasn't wearing any shoes.
Well, must be some form of protest.
In his room, Max hurls his cap aside and shakes off his backpack. He takes off his jacket and throws it on the bed. The view from inside Max's closet as someone watches him feed fish in a tank.
Hey, guys.
He trudges to his bed and slumps back on the pillows. He grabs one and turns on his side, smiling with eyes half closed.
Oh, Allison. You're so soft. Just wanna...
Boo! Danny!
A little girl dressed as a witch bursts from the closet and jumps on the bed.
I scared you. Ha 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 ha. I'm Allison. Allison. Kiss me, I'm Allison.
Mom and Dad told you to stay out of my room.
Don't be such a crab. Guess what? You're gonna take me trick-or-treating.
She jumps on the bed.
Not this year, Danny.
Mom said you have to.
Well, she can take you.
She and Dad are going to the party at Town Hall.
Well, you're 8. Go by yourself.
He shrugs off her tugging hand and sits down at a drum kit.
No way! This is my first time! I'll get lost! Besides, it's a full moon outside. The weirdos are out.
Danny goes to his side and puts her arms around his shoulders.
Can't you forget about being a cool teenager just for one night? Please? Come on, we used to have so much fun together trick-or-treating. Remember? It'll be like old times.
Yeah, well, the old days are dead.
It doesn't matter what you say, you're taking me.
Wanna bet?
He pushes past her and plods up a narrow stairway leading to a cupola and sits, folding his arms. Danny glares up at him. Danny has the same witch costume on and now carries a pumpkin-shaped bucket.
Let's go, hurry up. The bewitching hour is about to begin.
Max wears shades.
Very scary. Wow!
The parents kiss Max and Danny.
What about you, Max? What are you supposed to be?
A rap singer.
Oh. Well, your hat should be on sideways, shouldn't it?
Say Halloween!
Halloween!
Mummies, skeletons, and scarecrows adorn the porches of houses as groups of children trick-or-treat. Max sits on the steps of one of the houses, checking his watch.
Lighten up, Max.
Can we go home now?
No.
They stop in their tracks as Max watches Jay, Ice, and other teenaged boys scare kids. Ice grabs a pumpkin and throws it onto the street.
Let's just go this way.
Danny marches ahead. Ice holds up a leg before her.
Stop and pay the toll, kid.
Yeah. 10 chocolate bars, no licorice.
Dump out your sack.
Drop dead. Moron.
Whoa.
Yo, twerp. How'd you like to be hung off that telephone pole? Yeah.
I'd just like to see you try. Because it just so happens I've got my big brother with me. Max.
Max removes his sunglasses.
Hollywood! Oh, no!
Jay and Ice huddle together in mock fright. Max steps towards them.
So, you're doing a little trick-or-treating.
Ding dong!
Woo! Just taking my little sister around.
That's nice.
Jay hits his hat.
Whoa, I love the costume!
Yeah.
But what are you supposed to be? A new kid on the block?
For your information, he's a little leaguer.
Whoa!
Jay and Ice crouch low and mime a home run being hit. They high-five each other. Max tries to walk past them.
Wait a minute. Everybody pays the toll.
Stuff it, zit face.
Why, you little...
Hey! Ice, here. Pig out. Come on, Daniel, let's go.
He shoves the bag at Ice.
In Hollywood! The shoes fit great.
They gather around the bag of candy.
Should have punched him.
It would have killed me.
At least you would have died like a man.
Hey!
Danny grumpily looks back at Max.
You just humiliated me in front of half the guys at school. So collect your candy and get out of my life.
I want to go home now.
Danny storms off a porch just as a woman steps out holding a bowl of candy. Other kids flock around her. Danny flops down on a pile of hay decked out with jack-o'-lanterns. She picks at the straw and sobs. Max sits down beside her.
Danny, I'm sorry.
He takes off his baseball cap and gestures with it.
It's just that I hate this place. I miss all my friends. I want to go home.
Well, this is your home now, so get used to it.
She sits up and wipes her eyes. Max turns to Danny, leaning an elbow on a pumpkin.
Give me one more chance.
Why should I?
She frowns, not looking at him.
Because I'm your brother.
He makes a pouty face. They share a smile. Max's eyes drift upward to the sky.
Whoa. Check that out.
What?
Something just flew across the moon.
Danny looks up with searching eyes. He grabs her from behind and hugs her.
Let's go, jerk face.
They stop before a large house.
Wow. Check out this house.
Rich people. They probably make us drink cider and bob for apples.
They nod at each other and walk inside. The lobby is decorated with orange and yellow floral arrangements.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Jackpot.
A huge bowl filled with brightly wrapped candy. Max grabs a handful, grinning.
Max Dennison.
He drops the candy.
Allison.
Oh, Allison.
Danny smirks at Max.
I thought you weren't into Halloween.
I'm not. I'm just taking my little sister Danny around.
That's nice.
I always do it.
My parents made him.
He grins sheepishly.
Do you guys want some cider?
No.
Sure.
Wearing a stately cream-colored gown, Allison leads them to the crowded living room filled with guests in 18th century costumes. She brings back two glasses of cider and hands one to Max.
Thanks.
He takes a sip, and his eyes flit about the room, then back to Allison.
So, how's the party?
She shrugs.
Boring. It's just a bunch of my parents' friends. They do this every year. I've got candy duty. By the way, Danny, I love your costume.
Thank you. I really like yours, too. Of course, I couldn't wear anything like that because I don't have any... What do you call them, Max? Yabos?
He chokes into his cup.
Max likes your yabos. In fact, he loves them.
Max widens his eyes at Danny as Allison blushes.
I'm really into witches.
Really? Me too. We just learned about those sisters in school.
Oh, you mean the Sanderson sisters? I know all about them. My mom used to run the museum.
There's a museum about them?
Yeah, but they shut it down because a lot of spooky things happen there.
Well, why don't we go to this old Sanderson house?
Danny mouths the word no repeatedly.
Oh, come on, make a believer out of me.
He stares at Allison.
Okay, let me get changed. You'll never miss me.
Max gazes at Allison's back as she walks up the stairs.
Max, I'm not going up there. My friends at school told me all about that place. It's weird.
Danny, this is the girl of my dreams.
So take her to the movies like a normal person.
Danny!
He kneels before her.
Look, just do this one thing for me and I'll do anything you say.
He clasps his hands together.
Please? Please?
Okay. Next year we go trick-or-treating as Wendy and Peter Pan with tights or it's no deal.
He looks at the staircase with raised brows.
Okay, deal.
They walk past a vine-covered stone wall.
Legend has it that the bones of 100 children are buried within these walls.
Oh, great.
They stop at a wooden gate set in with wire mesh and bearing a sign that reads, "Closed." Through a facade of twisted trees stands the decrepit witch's house. They climb up its damp front steps.
Ugh.
The front door inches open, and Allison enters, waving cobwebs out of the way, followed by Danny and Max.
I can't see a thing.
Well, there's a light switch around here somewhere.
Max holds up Danny's lit jack-o'-lantern and bends towards a cobweb-covered display rack full of souvenir cigarette lighters. He grabs one and ignites it. The warm orange flame illuminates his face.
Found a lighter.
He smiles and holds it up for Allison, who flicks a switch on the wall. The lights turn on and they look around.
Whoa.
Dust and cobwebs coat bottles and jars on shelves, cauldrons, candelabras, and broomsticks.
Here's the original cauldron. And upstairs is where they slept.
Someone watches through a window as they walk through the house. A black cat with large, staring eyes.
This is the spell book of Winifred Sanderson. It was given to her by the devil himself. The book is bound in human skin and contains the recipes for her most powerful and evil spells.
I get the picture.
Max looks at a large candle in a metal holder.
What's that?
Oh, it's the black flame candle.
Danny looks wide-eyed at Allison, who shoves her playfully. Max wanders over for a closer look and reads from a sign.
Black flame candle. Made from the fat of a hangman. Legend says that on a full moon, it will raise the spirits of the dead when lit by a virgin on Halloween night.
Max smoothly steps around a wooden post and holds up the lighter before him.
So let's light the sucker and meet the old broads.
Danny mouths no.
And do the honors?
No, thanks.
Suddenly, the cat latches onto Max's shoulder. He falls down and it runs away.
Stupid cat!
Okay, Max. You've had your fun. It's time to go. Come on, Allison.
Max, she's right. Let's go.
Oh, come on. It's just a bunch of hocus pocus.
Max, I'm not kidding this time. It's time to go. Max, no!
He lights the candle, and a black flame erupts.
Uh-oh.
Danny clasps her hands over her eyes. Light bulbs burst, and a wind blows off her witch's hat. A chandelier sways in the wind. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake, and a bright, eerie green light emanates from between the floorboards. The ancient spellbook rattles in its case. They stare at the floor and walls around them.
What happened?
Danny puts on her witch's hat.
A virgin lit the candle.
All the candles spark back to life, and bright flames flicker in the fireplaces beneath the cauldrons. The three exchange wide-eyed looks. Danny and Allison lunge as the door flies open, revealing the three witches. They stride in.
We are home. Oh, sweet revenge. Do see, Sifat? My curse worked perfectly.
Well, that's because thou art perfect.
Sarah reaches up to a rafter as Winnie and Mary walk over to the large cauldron.
I knew I left this cauldron on, didn't I tell you? Oh, I knew it.
My lucky rat tail, just where I left it.
Winnie narrows her eyes at the candle.
But who lit the black flame candle?
Her expression brightens as she walks over to the spellbook and taps on the glass case holding it.
Wake up! Wake up, sleepyhead. Oh, I missed you. Did you miss me too?
The eye opens and looks around.
Come on now, we've got work to do.
Winnie,
dear.
I smell children.
Danny hides her face.
Sicko.
They stalk through the house.
It's a little girl. 7, maybe 8 and a half. Oh, let us play with her. Come, little children, I'll take thee away.
They peer over a counter.
Come out, my dear. We will not harm thee. We love children.
Danny jumps to her feet.
I thought thou'd never come, sisters.
Greetings, little one.
'Twas I who brought you back.
Imagine.
The sisters eye each other.
Such a pretty little...
She winces.
Child. Look at her. And she's so well fed, isn't she?
Mary advances towards Danny, poking at her.
Shishka, baby.
Tell me, dumpling.
Winnie takes her arm.
What is the year?
1993.
Sisters, we have been gone 300 years. Well, Winnie, how time flies, huh?
When you're dead.
Winnie pushes Danny into the chair, and the witches circle her. Danny sees Mary glaring at her.
It's been great fun, but I guess I better be going.
Oh, stay for supper.
Sarah strokes Danny's neck.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, but we are.
They grab her and head for the cauldron.
Hey! Look on my little sister.
Roast him, Winnie.
No, let me play with him.
Winnie zaps him with electricity and he falls flat on his back. Winnie blows on her sparkling fingers and approaches Max. Using another bolt of crackling green energy, she slides him across the floor.
You!
Max flies upright against the wall.
I haven't lost my touch, sister. Say, Max!
Winnie flips Max to face her.
Hello. Goodbye.
Energy surges from her fingertips into Max's abdomen, and he rises up into the air, clutching his belly.
Mary! Well, hello.
Allison smacks Mary across the chest with a broom. She grabs a pan and hits Mary on the head.
Okay.
Danny whacks Winnie, then Sarah with her bag of candy. Winnie grabs Danny by the head. The cat leaps onto her shoulder and she grabs at it. Danny tugs at Max's jacket and pulls him towards the door. Max sends Danny and Allison out, then climbs up onto the loft.
Hey!
They look up.
You mess with the great and powerful Max. Now must suffer the consequences. I summon the burning rain of death.
The burning rain of death. He ignites the lighter.
He makes fire in his hand.
He holds the flame up to a fire sprinkler, and water showers down on the witches. They race around the room.
Oh, come on, you idiot! Get out of the shelter! Come on, you fool!
Winnie leads them away. Max hops down, skids, and falls. The black cat jumps on his chest.
Nice going, Max.
Max's eyes widen.
You can talk.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, get the spell book. Come on, move it!
No, stop! It's the burning rate of death!
Max raises a plaque stand and smashes the glass case.
Shut up!
Mary and Sarah hold Winnie back as Max grabs the book and runs.
My book! The book!
Max! Max, over here! Come on! This way!
The cat hurries after Max.
Confound it!
Winnie holds out, then licks her hands.
Shut up! It is but water!
Mary licks her hand.
Most refreshing.
You it idiot! Is. The boy has tricked us! And he's stolen the book! After him!
They run out of the house and through the grounds, but stop at the edge of the paved road, staring down at their feet.
Tis a black river. Perhaps it is not too deep.
Mary and Winnie share a look and shove Sarah into the middle of the road. She hops up and down.
Tis firm!
Careful, Winnie.
It's firm as stone.
Why, it's a road.
Firm as stone. Firm as stone.
My book.
They march in sync along the road, holding up their skirts and looking left and right. They stop, wide-eyed, at the flashing red light. They turn on their heels and run away. Meanwhile, the cat leads the trio to a set of iron gates.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, this is a graveyard.
It's hallowed ground. Witches can't set foot here.
He talks.
The cat nimbly jumps through the gate bars.
Follow me.
They enter the graveyard, looking behind them as they go. They make their way down stone steps and stop beside a dead tree.
Over here. I want to show you something. Give you an idea of exactly what we're dealing with.
The cat jumps onto a headstone that reads, "Here lies body of M. William Butcherson, died 1st of May, 1693, lost soul."
William Butcherson? Lost soul?
Billy Butcherson was Winifred's lover, but she found him sporting with her sister Sarah. So she poisoned him and sewed his mouth shut with a dull needle, so he couldn't tell his secrets even in death. Winifred always was the jealous type.
You're Thackeray Binks.
Yes.
So the legends are true.
Well, come along. I want to show you something else.
Two firefighters exit the Sanderson house. They pass the hiding witches.
Teenagers again. I hate Halloween.
Man, this is the worst night of the year.
Who are they?
Boys, witch hunters. Observe, they wear black robes and carry axes to chop the wood to burn us.
Hold me.
What a pretty spider.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear. The magic that brought us back only works tonight. On All Hallows Eve, when the sun comes up, we are dust.
Dust?
Toast.
Toast?
Fortunately, the potion I brewed the night we were hanged would keep us alive and young forever. Unfortunately, the recipe for that potion is in my spellbook, and the little wretches have stolen it. Therefore, it stands to reason, does it not, sisters dear, that we must find the book, brew the potion, and suck the lives out of the children of Salem before sunrise? Otherwise, it's curtains. We evaporate. We cease to exist. Dost thou comprehend?
Well, you explained it beautifully, Winnie. The way you said it started out with the adventure part, and then you sort of slowly...
Explain what? Out.
Winnie glares.
Come! We fly! Because of me, my little sister's life was stolen. For years, I waited for my life to end, so I could be reunited with my family. But Winifred's curse of immortality kept me alive. Then one day, I figured out what to do with my eternal life. Now... I'd failed Emily, but I wouldn't fail again. When Winifred and her sisters returned, I'd be there to stop them. So for 3 centuries, I guarded the house on All Hallows Night when I knew some airhead virgin might light that candle.
Nice going, airhead.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, okay? We're talking about 3 ancient hags versus the 20th century. How bad can it be?
Bad.
Allison opens the book.
Stay out of there!
Why?
It holds Winifred's most dangerous spells. She must not get it.
Let's torch the sucker.
Max takes the book from Allison and drops it to the ground. He whips out his lighter and holds it to the edge of the thick cover. The flame flickers.
It's protected by magic.
They spring to their feet and look up. The sisters hover on broomsticks, their cloaks billowing around them.
It's just a bunch of hocus pocus!
Sarah! Mary!
Brave little virgin who lit the candle. I'll be thy friend.
Hey, take a hike!
Ouch!
Allison hits her with a branch. As the book rises, Binks jumps on it.
Come to mommy!
Afraid not!
Fatter and Binks, thou mangy feline! Still alive?
And waiting for you!
Ah! Thou hast waited in vain, and thou wilt fail to save thy friends, just as thou failed to save thy sister!
Grab the book!
Max grabs the book, and the trio runs away as Winnie swoops down. Mary flies in between the trees. They veer right, stopping amidst a clump of headstones. Binks sits on a rock.
They can't touch us here, right?
Well, they can't.
I don't like the way you said that.
Unfaithful lover, long since dead. Deep asleep in thy wormy bed. Wiggle thy toes, open thine eyes. Twist thy fingers toward the sky. Life is sweet, be not too shy. On thy feet, so saith I.
The ground beneath them begins to shake. The Butcherson headstone rocks violently, and the dirt rises in front of it. The kids hang on to each other. The sisters hover as the teens grab Danny, who squeezes her eyes shut. Shards of wood explode as a shaggy-haired corpse pushes himself up from the grave. He shakes his head and dirt scatters. The kids gape. They run off. The corpse, his lips sewn together, looks at the headstone behind him. His shoulders slump. Sarah beams and spreads her arms wide.
Hello, Billy.
Catch those children!
He makes a dismissive gesture.
Get up! Get out of that ditch! Faster!
The group runs through the graveyard, brushing the hanging branches away.
In here!
Binks ducks into a hole in a large rock. Danny crawls through, followed by Allison. Billy catches up to Max, who grabs a low branch and pulls it back. Billy's eyes widen. Max lets go.
Yes!
Billy's head is knocked completely off. It rolls across the ground while his body remains by the tree. Max stares, then throws the spellbook down the hole and jumps in after it.
Are you okay? Mm-hmm.
What is this place, Biggs?
It's the old Salem crypt.
Here, take the book.
It connects to the sewer and up to the street.
Charming.
A skeleton hangs from the ceiling.
Don't look up, Danny.
Don't worry, I won't.
Relax. I've hunted mice down here for years.
Mice?
Billy's body crawls on its hands and knees.
Oh, cheese and crust! He's lost his head! Ha! Damn that Thackeray Binks! Damn him! Billy, which way do they go?
He finds his head.
Billy, listen to me. Follow those children, you maggot museum, and get my book. Then come find us. We'll be ready for them. Quit staring at me! Get moving down that hole! Damn, damn, double damn! Boom, boom!
In the sewers.
This way!
Binks walks ahead into a tunnel, and the others follow, pushing aside clusters of hanging vines. The witches land before an old gate with a sign above it that reads, Old Burial Hill.
They're here. I know they're here. I know they're here, but... Where are they? Sniff them out, Mary.
There. There. Oh, I can't. They've gone too far. I've lost them.
Winnie pinches her ear.
I'll have your guts for God, as girl!
Confound you! Very well. We must outwit them. When Billy the Butcher gets here with my book, we should be ready for them.
We're ready.
Sarah!
Let us start collecting children.
Why?
Winnie rolls her eyes.
Because, you great buffoon, we want to live forever. Not just until tomorrow. The more children's lives we snatch, the longer we shall live.
Right. Let us fly.
Fly!
Wait, sisters. I have an idea. Since this promises to be a most dire and stressful evening, I suggest we form a calming circle.
I am calm!
Oh, sister, thou art not being honest with thyself, are we?
Huh? Mary wags a finger at Winnie.
Come on. Give me a smile.
Winnie lowers her eyes and gives a coy smile. They hop into a tight circle. The children continue to follow Binks down dark, misty tunnels.
Come along. Not much further. See which way you can. Not down yet.
Think soothing thoughts. Rabbit bat. Yum, yum. Black death. Mummy scorpion pie.
Mother.
A red and silver Salem bus pulls up and they jump back. The door opens and the driver tips his hat.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Tell me, friend, what is this contraption?
I call it a bus.
A bus?
A what? And its purpose?
To convey gorgeous creatures such as yourselves to your most forbidden desires.
Well, Nancy, we desire...
She narrows her eyes.
Children.
Hey, that may take me a couple of tries, but I don't think that'd be a problem. Hop on up.
Marvelous!
They fetch their brooms and enter.
Thank you.
I need one of those instant ice packs. You girls are giving me a fever. Yow.
Billy staggers through the sewers.
Go, Beats!
He rushes off down a tunnel ahead, his limbs flailing clumsily. He pauses, then staggers off again.
Up the ladder.
Bink stands on Max's shoulder.
Come on.
Max begins to climb.
Careful.
Hey, Buttercup, anybody ever tell you you're very easy on the eyes?
Sarah sits on the driver's lap, steering. Meanwhile, a manhole cover rises and Max peers out. The bus approaches.
Bink, look out!
The cat's eyes widen.
Whoa, speed bump!
Max and the others climb out of the tunnel.
Oh my god.
Binks lies flattened on the road. Allison hugs Danny.
It's all my fault.
Max, it's not your fault.
Binks slowly begins to inflate and regain his shape.
Look!
Max.
Binks sits up.
I hate it when that happens. What? I told you I can't die. Danny, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go.
In the bus.
Stop!
Mary grins, her eyes dart.
I smell children. Marvelous.
Hey, Cupcake, don't I get your phone number, your area code? You want my route schedule?
Oh, thou wouldst hate me in the morning.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, believe me, thou wouldst.
Party pooper.
Winnie turns her nose up at him.
What is this, sisters? Odds bodkin.
Children run about in costumes.
Farewell, mortal bus boy.
What are those? What's that? Who's that?
The hobgoblin. Oh, oh.
A girl dressed as an angel curtsies.
Bless you.
Enough. Sisters, I'm very confused. I smell children, but I don't see children. I've lost my power.
Winnie slaps her. No.
Sorry.
You're witches. We are evil.
Evil.
What would Mother say if she could see us like this?
They raise their brooms.
Mother.
And bow. A man in a devil costume.
Master!
They bow before him.
He will help us.
What kind of costumes are these? It's the Sanderson sisters, right?
At your service!
Haven't seen you for centuries. But what the heck? Why don't you come in? Come into the non-smoking section. Come on! Don't step on my tail!
Winnie scares trick-or-treaters.
Officer! Officer!
Officer, we need your help.
What's the problem?
Tell him.
Go ahead.
Well,
Max steps closer to the cop.
Well, you see, I just moved here.
The cop gives a blank stare.
Well, you see, it's like this. I broke into the old Sanderson house and I brought the witches back from the dead. See, I even have the book.
The cop looks from the spell book to Max.
You lit the black flame candle?
Yeah.
The man slowly gets off his motorcycle and joins them on the sidewalk.
Come on. Okay, let's get on the sidewalk.
They gather around him.
And he's a virgin.
His eyes dart to Allison, then back to Max, who looks away and rolls his eyes.
Come here.
The cop leans forward and narrows his eyes.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Really?
Look, I'll get it tattooed on my forehead, okay?
Officer, this is not a prank.
Really?
Hey! I put my life on the line to protect this community, and you punks pull this? Get out of here.
Come on, Danny.
Take that cat with you.
A blonde woman in a shiny gold jacket steps out of a liquor store with a brown paper bag.
What's so funny, Eddie?
Ah, just a bunch of kids pulling my chain.
They get on the bike.
I thought I was a real cop.
Billy peeks out from the manhole and looks around. He hears the motorcycle and quickly lowers the cover, leaving his fingers exposed. The bike runs over the lid and cuts off four of them. One finger wiggles, then falls forward as the manhole shuts.
I want you to meet the little woman.
He moves to a recliner.
He has a little woman.
Sounds tasty.
A woman in curlers watches TV.
Petunia Faye.
What?
Just stop clicking. We have company.
I don't care who. Sisters, Satan has married Medusa. See the snakes in her hair?
I don't want to play in this. I don't want to play.
He turns her to face the sisters, who draw back.
My three favorite witches.
They simper.
Are you broads a little old to be trick-or-treating?
We'll be younger in the morning.
The wife smirks.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
She takes a sip of her drink.
Excuse me.
Three girls dressed as the Sanderson sisters walk up to the brooms on the sidewalk.
Wow! Neat broom!
They each mount a broom and run down the road.
Forget the kids. I'm serving you from my cauldron. Winnie!
Yes?
For you.
Master, I pay me. What about the book?
We'll get to the book later. Mary, go along!
He throws her a candy bar.
You could be a tight end.
Sarah pulls off his cloak.
Master.
She moves close to him.
Would thou dance with me?
Winnie walks into the kitchen.
Behold.
She grabs an ice crusher.
A torture chamber.
She sets the tool down, then sniffs at bowls of food and wrinkles her nose. Mary clutches a remote as she watches a baby in a walker chasing a dog on TV.
Honey, I lost 5 pounds according to the bed.
She stops and stares. The wife squints down at the dancing couple, then turns on the lights.
Okay. That's it. Party's over. Get out of my house.
Mary points and clicks the remote at her.
Get out of here. Get out of my house.
Sorry.
Calm down, pudding face.
Shove it, Satan.
Oh, thou should not speak to Master in such a manner.
They call me Master.
Wait till you see what I'm gonna call you. Now, tart face, take your clock bars and get out of my house.
Make us.
The witches surround the wife.
Holy bunch.
Ralph, stick him!
A terrier in devil's wings chases the sisters outside, snapping at their heels. They reach the sidewalk and look around.
My broom!
My broom!
My broom!
Purloined. Curses!
They march away.
Sisters, look! It's the chocolate-covered finger of a man named Clark. It's candy. Why would the master give us candy?
Because he is not our master.
He isn't?
And these are not hobgoblins.
Oh.
She pulls the boy's mask off.
Cool it, man!
A child! Oh.
He hits Mary with his candy bag.
Weirdos!
Weirdos!
Sisters! All Hallows' Eve has become a night of frolic.
Oh.
Where children wear costumes and run amok.
Oh, amok!
Winnie punches the jumping Sarah in the stomach.
Oh, Winnie, just one child.
At the town hall.
Not great. How are we ever going to find Mom and Dad in this place?
The trio enter behind a costumed couple, then go upstairs. A band dressed as skeletons performs in a crowded hall.
Those fingers through my hair. That's like come here to stay. That strips my conscience bare. It's written.
Danny walks away holding Binks as waiters dressed as mummies carry trays of drinks through the rowdy costumed crowd. Max scans the room. A pair of hands grabs Max's shoulders.
Oh, Dad.
It's not dead. It's dead, Fula.
To Allison.
Oh, my goodness. Who must this charming young blood donor be?
Dad! Something terrible happened.
Danny, what's wrong? What,
No, Danny's fine.
Good.
Elsewhere, Danny peers into the head of an alligator costume.
Mom?
The person inside shakes their head and dances away. Danny sees a woman in a blonde wig and a cone bra.
Mom? What are you supposed to be?
Madonna.
She gestures at her bra.
Well, you know. Well, obviously. Don't you think?
Shoot, Max. Look, whatever it is, just tell me.
Come here.
What?
This cat here, Binks, right? He can talk. My brother's a virgin, he lit the black flame candle, the witches are back from the dead and they're after us. We need help.
How much candy have you had, honey?
Mom, I haven't OD'd, I haven't even had a piece. The real witches, they can fly and they're gonna eat all the kids in Salem. They're real.
All right, let's just find your father.
It's a genie.
The sisters make their way through the dancing crowd. Mary moves in time to the music.
A sliver about it.
The singer points at Winnie. Her eyebrows go up.
And now
he points at her again.
Come on,
yeah, I love you. Just calm down.
Danny's eyes widen. They follow her line of sight.
Did you find them?
Nobody's here, sweetheart.
Here.
Sweetheart, nobody's here.
Where are you going?
Max! Put a spell on you.
Set up!
Sarah is kissing a young man dressed as a mummy.
Get over here. Did you find him?
Find who?
Max jumps up on stage and grabs the mic.
Hey, cut the music! Cut the music!
And I'm in the middle of a song!
It's an emergency, only for a minute. Will everybody listen up, please?
Listen to him, he's fine.
Your kids are in danger.
What do you mean?
300 years ago, the Sanderson sisters bewitched people. And now they've returned from their grave.
He grabs the singer's lapel.
Hey, man, I'm serious. It's not a joke.
This has gone far enough.
I know this sounds dumb, but they're here tonight. They're right over there.
A spotlight lands on the sisters, and the crowd backs away from them.
Wow.
Thank you, Max.
Winnie steps forward.
For that marvelous introduction.
She stares at him with wide eyes.
I put a spell on you.
She gestures dramatically.
And now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back! And there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween. Thanks a lot. No, man,
and
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You got your head.
The singer shoves Max and claps as Winnie climbs on stage amidst the colored lights. Mary and Sarah sing back up.
My honey fell on you, and it was strong. Your wretched little lives have all been cursed because of all the witches working. And the worst one fell on you, and now you're mine.
Thanks, Brian!
Binks runs away.
Watch out.
Billy appears and tries to grab them. They run away.
If you don't believe, you'd better get
Billy ambles over, putting his arms around Max's parents before continuing his chase.
Oh, I wish we had the camera.
The crowd draws in closer and waves their arms, enraptured. Winnie waves her arm, and then the three strike a pose as the lights go down. Max bumps into a woman in a gold mask. As she turns, Billy runs into her and they start to dance. Max's mom joins the crowd as they fall back into dancing. Winnie makes her way off stage. Danny, Max, and Allison run down the sidewalk and turn into an alley behind a restaurant. Max kicks a trash can.
It's really bad.
Max, come on. Calm down.
Look, I want you to take Danny back to your house and don't let her out of your sight.
Max, I'm not leaving you.
A man in a pirate costume exits the restaurant.
Okay, guys, who's going for the jacuzzi?
He dunks his hand in an aquarium.
Yeah, Angelo. Too bad.
He grabs a live lobster and goes back inside. Binks looks up.
Uh-oh. Get out!
They hide as the witches creep into the alley.
I smell.
Yes.
Winnie, I smell.
Yes, yes.
I smell squad. Squad, yeah, it's a bottom dweller. You cook it sometimes with lovely breadcrumbs, a little bit of margarine, or oil. I'll boil good when you have to cook it 300.
Winnie grabs Mary's jaw and backs her out of the alley. Sarah steps forward, mouth open.
Sarah!
Sarah turns and leaves. Allison crawls out from behind an old oven and its door falls open. She cringes, then eyes the oven and smiles at Max.
I have an idea.
She shuts the oven door and stands. Meanwhile, the sisters approach the high school, standing at the gate.
What is this place?
It reeks of children.
It is a prison for children.
Inside, Max speaks into the PA system from the principal's office.
Welcome to High School Hell. I'm your host, Boris Karloff Jr.
The witches scamper through a hallway, going from window to window.
It's time to meet our three contestants.
Sarah, Mary, and Winifred Sanderson.
Read any good spell books lately?
Binks sits in front of them.
Head checks!
They form a line, lift the hem of their skirts, and walk forward in unison, moving from side to side.
Hello, welcome to the library. Bonjour.
They halt and look at each other. Winnie gestures at Mary to go ahead. They follow her into a pottery workshop and keep their backs to the wall. They sneak around the corner, following the voice. They pounce into the pottery kiln, looking around. Mary points at a cassette player on a shelf. They cock their heads and step closer to it.
I am looking for a children's book.
Allison and Danny slam the door closed and lock them inside. Allison presses a button and a light glows red. Winnie glowers through a glass panel in the door as flames erupt around her. She tries to blow them out and fans herself with her hands. The trio and Binks peer inside as a roaring fire consumes them. Bright green smoke rises from the chimney. Max, Danny, and Allison leap around and hug each other in front of the school. They skip and twirl along a deserted street. Binks nimbly climbs up a tree and sits on a branch. Max rests against a fence and grins up at the sky.
We did it, Binks. We stopped them.
I've wanted to do that for 300 years. Since they took Emily.
Max's expression turns serious as he looks at Binks.
You really miss her, don't you?
Binks shuts his eyes.
Man, you can't keep blaming yourself for that. That happened so long ago.
Take good care of Danny, Max. You'll never know how precious she is until you lose her.
Binks scampers away, and Max watches his sister playing with Allison on a grassy lawn.
Hey, Binks! Where do you think you're going?
Binks looks up at him.
You're Denison now, buddy. One of us.
Come on, Binks! Go home!
Home.
Max rolls his eyes with a smile.
Home.
Binks joins Danny and Allison on the lawn. Later, at Max and Danny's house, Max turns on the lights as they enter.
Mom? Dad?
We got a new cat! Mom?
Well, I guess they're still partying. Come on in.
At the town hall, the guests are still dancing, the Denisons among them. Meanwhile, Binks drinks from a dish.
You're my I get it now. You'll have milk and tuna fish every day, and you'll only hunt mice for fun.
You're going to turn me into one of those fat, useless, contented house cats.
You betcha.
Allison rests next to Max. They share a smile.
You know, Binks, I'll always take care of you. My children will take care of you, too. And their children after that. And theirs after that. Forever. And ever.
Allison lies against Max's chest as Danny scratches behind Binks's ears. Her eyelids slowly droop. She smiles and nuzzles him. Meanwhile, back at the school, the green smoke coalesces and goes back down the chimney. The kiln door falls off its hinges, and the sorceresses step out of the smoke.
Hello. I want my book. Bonjour. Je veux mon livre.
They dust themselves off.
You want to smash some pumpkins?
Nah.
Well, then you want to look in windows and watch babes undress?
It's 3 o'clock. They're undressed already.
Jay and I sit under a tree covered in hanging toilet paper.
Well, then you think of something.
I don't feel so good.
Because you're eating too much candy, you oinker.
Ice grabs more candy from the bag. The witches approach them, and Mary sniffs at the shoes on Ice's feet.
Yo, witch, get your face off my shoe.
Wrong boy. Oh, sorry, Winnie.
Ooh. Why was I cursed with such idiot sisters?
Just lucky, I guess.
Oh, man, how come it's always the ugly chicks that stay out late?
The sisters turn back towards them menacingly.
Chicks?
The boys now hang in cages.
We haven't much time left. We shall have to make the potion from memory.
Hey, let us out of here.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
We think you're really cute.
Hush! You've got to think.
Winnie puts her hands to her temples and screws her eyes shut.
Remember, Winnie. Now I remember. I was here.
Yes?
The book was there. Hmm? You, Mary, you were here. Sarah, you were in the back, dancing idiotically. And the book said,
yes?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yes?
Oil a boil and a dead man's nose.
Dead man's toes!
She's trying to concentrate.
No. His
thumbs could be.
Or was it his gums?
I don't know.
Thumbs. A dead man's buns.
Dead man's buns. Sounds like.
Mums.
Funs.
Chums.
Chungs.
Chungs.
Dead man's chunks.
There's no such thing as chunks. You're right.
I'm
right. It's no use. I don't remember the ingredients. I've got to have my book!
Sarah holds the bottom of Jay's cage and spins with it.
I'm gonna puke!
Winnie opens a window.
Oh, come home or make thyself known.
She sags and holds her head in her hands. In Max's room, the spellbook's eye flies open. It stares unblinking at Max, then closes. Max and Allison wake up and smile at each other.
Hi.
Hi.
Allison sits up and he stretches. She grabs a clock.
Oh my God, it's 5 o'clock. My parents are gonna kill me. I should go.
She gets her sweater.
I wish you could stay.
She smiles bashfully and looks over at the sleeping Danny and Binks.
Poor Binks.
Yeah, poor Binks. We owe him a lot.
Yeah.
Look, can we find some kind of way to help him?
Her eyes flicker to the shelf behind Max.
The book? The witches used it to put the spell on him. Maybe there's a way in here to take it off.
She rests the book on her lap.
No, Binks told us not to open it.
She shrugs.
Well, the witches are dead. What harm could it do?
Max casts another look at his sister and the cat, then quirks his lips at Allison.
Just be careful.
I will. Hold my hand.
They clasp their hands together, and Allison opens the book. Inside, light converges to a point.
Nothing weird so far.
Bright orange beams of light shine out opposite windows of the cupola, then a single beam shoots upwards.
Oh, do you want to hit me? Will that cheer you up?
Winnie weakly swats Mary's hand away.
This is the end.
No.
I feel it.
Okay.
We are doomed. I feel the icy breath of death upon my neck. Mary,
what?
Take me to the window.
Yes,
I wish to say goodbye.
Yes, Winnie.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Bye-bye, cruel world.
Goodbye to life.
Bye-bye, life.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye-bye.
Goodbye to all that.
All that.
Winnie looks off into the distance and her eyes widen.
Sister! Observe! They opened it! Just when our time was running out! Come, we fly!
Why? On what do we fly?
The witches peer into a broom closet. Inside, old rags, a broom, a mop, and an umbrella are covered in dusty cobwebs. Stepping out of the house, Winnie raises the broom and mounts it.
Into the night!
Sarah is next, clutching her mop lovingly as she floats. Then, Mary wheels out a vacuum cleaner onto the porch. Her eyes flicker from side to side.
Winnie?
She steps onto the cleaner and rises into the air. She swings it between her legs and soars upwards. The book continues emitting swirls of orange light. Allison turns a page.
Oh, listen to this. Only a circle of salt can protect thy victims from thy power.
She gives Max a knowing look. Suddenly, Binks jumps on the book, shutting it. Three shadows skim across the surface of a dark lake.
We're just trying to help you.
Well, don't! Nothing good can come from this book. You got it?
The shadows near the Denison's house and rise around it, circling the cupola. Max looks from Binks to Allison.
Maybe we should go now.
Okay.
She sets the book down on a step and they leave. Out on the landing, Max cracks his parents' bedroom door open and looks in.
Mom? Dad?
Winnie's long fingernail slices the window screen open.
Still no help? That's weird. You having a great time?
They walk downstairs.
I don't know. Something's not right. I'd feel a lot safer walking home if we had some salt.
The door inches open behind them. In the kitchen, Max stands on a counter and rummages past cans of soda, boxes of sugar, and several bottles and jars until he finds a container of salt.
Salt.
He drops it into Allison's hands and sits beside her as she pretends to read from it.
What's it say?
It says, form a circle of salt to protect from zombies, witches, and old boyfriends.
Yeah, and what about new boyfriends?
They slowly draw closer to each other, and their lips nearly touch. They look up at the ceiling, then at each other.
Danny.
They rush upstairs.
Danny!
They barge into Max's room and look around. Allison grabs Max by the arm.
Max, the book is gone. I'm telling you, something's weird.
He goes to the bed and pulls the blanket off.
Danny, wake up.
Trick or treat!
Sarah is in the bed.
Looking for this? How is this?
Emerging from the closet, Winnie holds the book. Mary's hand covers Danny's mouth. Winnie opens the book and a glob of light sends him sprawling into his drum kit.
Boy down.
Allison scatters salt all around herself.
Salt! Ha! What a clever little white witch. But it will not save thy friends. No. Come, sisters. The candle's magic is almost spent. Dawn approaches.
Mary maneuvers Danny up the stairs, holding a sack in her other hand. Sarah sticks her tongue out at Allison as she passes. In a bright blue and orange explosion, the witches fly out into the night, taking Danny with them.
Danny!
Allison stares through the hole in the roof. She pushes away the broken drums from around Max and helps him up.
Are you okay? Come on, get up.
Where's Danny?
Use thy voice, Sarah! Fill the sky! Bring the little brats to die!
flying through the moonlit sky, Sarah's cape billows. As Sarah undulates her arms, children gather in the streets in their pajamas, some still in costume. They walk forward with blank faces.
Danny?
Danny?
Max and Allison run up the stairs to the cupola and see the wandering children.
Hey! Hey, you guys! Don't listen to her! Hey, up here!
He waves his arms.
Don't listen to her!
Max, I figured it out.
What?
Winifred said, the candle's magic will soon be spent, and dawn approaches. But the black flame candle only brought them back for this one Halloween night. And unless they can steal the lives of children, when the sun comes up, they're dust.
Yeah, but how can we make the sun come up? They've got Danny. We need a miracle.
Sarah's white blonde hair and deep purple cloak flutter about her as she slowly lands before the Sanderson house. She enters and grins at her sisters. Mary stands at a cauldron and Winnie before the spellbook.
The children are coming.
We're done, Sister Sarah!
Danny struggles, tied to a chair. The sack holding Binks hangs on a hook by the fireplace.
Let me out of here!
Max navigates the car between the spellbound children.
Hurry, okay? Oh, watch out!
Come on! Get out of the way! Move it!
Purple smoke rises from the witch's chimney.
I'm gonna Ralph!
Open up!
No more candy, please!
Soon the lives of all my little friends will be mine. And I shall be young and beautiful again forever.
It doesn't matter how young or old you are! You sold your soul! You're the ugliest thing that's ever lived, and you know it!
She bares her teeth at Danny.
You die first.
The sorceress rises, keeping her gaze on Danny. Winnie bites her tongue and spits into the cauldron, which turns from purple to green. Max drives up in front of the house with the headlights off. Inside, Mary stirs the potion as Winnie claps her hands.
Tis already! I open a mountain gladly.
Danny, don't drink it!
Shut up, yo!
Don't drink it, Danny.
Open your mouth. Ah, she's
busy! Winnie walks over with a large wooden ladle full of potion. Max bursts in.
Prepare to die! Again.
Yo! You have no powers here, you fool!
Hollywood!
Maybe not.
Come here.
But there's a power greater than your magic. And that's knowledge.
Hey, come on, man.
And there's one thing that I know that you don't.
No. And what is that, dude?
Daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time.
A bright circle of purplish pink light glows through the window, and the witches shield their eyes and cower.
Max, get me out of here!
The sun!
They fall to the floor.
It hurts.
Max frees Danny, and they retrieve the sack.
It's okay, Binks. I got you.
Hot cat!
Let me out of here! Help! Hey! Hollywood! Help us out here!
Max slips his shoes off of Ice's feet and smiles up at him.
Tubular.
Max kicks the cauldron to the ground.
Let me out of here, man!
Come on, Danny, let's go!
They run outside.
Max, I want to see her turn to dust!
They see Allison hopping and gesturing to the car.
Hop it!
Max rips off colored paper taped to the headlights.
Allison!
Max backs into a sign, then drives off. The three witches lie in a heap on the floor. They open their eyes and feel themselves.
I am alive!
Danny, boy, let's check this again.
Oh, you're right, you're always right. I don't know how
it's
you
my do. Curse. That, and you two. Get off me, you thundering old...
Oh, sorry.
Look, the candle's almost out.
And my potion. My beautiful potion.
Look, there's just enough left for one child. Get the vial.
Zombie-like children clog the road.
Come on! Move it!
Oh, joy, what luck! This is perfect for that little toe-headed brat!
We have a child!
Him! And look, Winnie, more children are arriving. Come on in.
Winnie, we'll make more potion because, Winnie, we have the fun!
We haven't the time! Besides, I want to get that little rat-faced kid that called me!
Don't say it.
Ugly?
Ooh.
Winnie hangs her head.
Oh, honey. I know.
She really hurt my feelings.
She's jealous.
She thought they could adult me.
I know.
She wipes her nose on Sarah's arm.
You know, I always wanted a child.
Oh, no.
And now I think I'll have one. Mm-hmm. And toast!
Step on it, Max.
Are they following us?
Allison turns to look behind them.
No.
Good.
She smiles and pats Max's arm. As the car zooms along the empty road, Winnie glides alongside Max's window and glares at him.
Pull over! Let me see a driver's permit.
She lets go of her broom and throttles Max with both hands. Danny and Allison pry her hands off his neck, and the car veers away.
Resisting arrest!
Max snaps a hand across Winnie's face, and she tumbles backwards into a heap of dry leaves. Max pulls up in front of the cemetery, and they run inside.
Hurry! Hurry! Go, 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 go!
Come on! Get a move on!
Max bumps into Billy and falls down. Allison and Danny stop.
No, wait, Danny!
Max pulls out a pocket knife and brandishes it. Billy swats a hand at it dismissively.
Run, Danny, run! Come on!
Billy grabs Max.
Just bring me that child, that daddy! And put some wiggle in it, you putrid, pestering sore! Donald, come along now!
Billy uses the knife to cut the stitches over his mouth.
Come along now! Kill him! Do it now!
Wench!
He sneers.
Trollop! You buck-toothed, mop-rhymed firefly from hell!
To Max.
I've waited centuries to say that.
Oh, say what you want, just don't breathe on me.
Billy! I killed you once, I shall kill you again, you maggoty mouthpieces! Hang on to your head!
In the graveyard, Danny and Allison wait with long sticks.
Max, run!
Max, come on, move! Move out of the way!
Wait! No!
Max shields Billy.
He's a good zombie.
Danny drops her stick and walks up to Billy as the others walk ahead.
Come on. We'll have to hold them out until dawn. It's our only hope.
Hi, Billy.
Max takes off his jacket and opens up the baseball bag he was carrying. He takes out the canister of salt and hands it to Allison. Billy holds Danny's shoulders as he nods down at his grave.
You'll be safe in here.
Thank you.
You okay, Danny?
Yeah, fine.
All right, then. In we go.
Billy lowers Danny into the pit, and Allison sprinkles salt all around it. Max takes a few practice swings with a baseball bat. Binks looks up at the sky.
Here they come! Billy, guard Danny! Max, Allison, spread out!
The group scatters beneath the flying witches. Max holds his bat up and approaches Winnie as she hovers close to the ground.
To meet thy doom!
He swings.
You little pest! I've had enough of you.
He swings again, and Winnie grabs the bat and yanks it from him. She flings it away and chases him. He falls to the ground to escape her reaching hand. Allison throws a handful of salt at the approaching Sarah, who does a complete flip on her mop. Winnie's green cloak billows beneath her as she turns menacingly towards Danny. She shoots a bolt of energy which hits a tree. A branch falls close to Billy's grave.
Billy!
Go to hell!
Oh,
I've been there, thank you. I found it quite lovely.
Billy narrows his eyes and steadies his stance. When he swoops down with her arms outstretched, she deals him a deft kick and Billy's head flies off his body and rolls away. Out of salt, Allison ducks to the ground as Sarah swoops in. Meanwhile, Danny hands Billy's head back to his crawling body.
Billy, I think you dropped this.
Oh, God.
Max and Allison find Billy's grave empty. Winnie plummets towards Danny, who holds her hands out before her. The witch carries Danny off in her arms.
Danny!
Billy staggers to his feet. She whips out a bottle with the potion.
All right, you little trolley mom.
Hold on, Danny!
Binks climbs a nearby tree as Winnie uncorks the bottle with her teeth.
This'll teach you to call people ugly. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, my dear.
Binks leaps onto Winnie. The potion flies from her grip and Max catches it. Winnie throws Binks into a large rock.
Put her down or I'll smash it!
Smash it and she dies!
Max swallows.
Max!
No!
Max looks up wide-eyed, then swiftly downs the potion in one gulp.
Max, no!
He grimaces and tosses away the bottle.
Now you have no choice! You have to take me.
She descends and hovers in front of Max.
What a fool to give up thy life. For thy sisters.
She shoves Danny away and grabs Max's shirt. He kicks out his legs as Winnie rises into the air, holding him. Max's body ripples with a yellow-green light, and Winnie sucks in his essence. Max holds Winnie's jaw and pushes her away. She loosens her grip on him and he dangles with one hand on the broom. She grabs him again and starts drawing in the glowing vapor swirling around him. He thrusts her away and she waves her arms wildly. As Mary flies by above them, Danny, Allison, and Billy grab hold of the vacuum cleaner's power cord and begin pulling. Mary stops in midair.
I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget!
Sarah flies in and reaches out to Mary. They grip each other's forearms and Sarah tries to pull Mary free. Gleaming orange sunbeams peek over the horizon. They release the cord, and the two witches soar up into the sky. As Winnie looks up at them, Max strikes her. She falls off her broom, and they both plummet to the ground. Lying face down in the grass and twigs, Winnie pulls herself up and spits out some soil. Her eyes widen at Max, and she crawls towards him. She stands and pulls him up with her. She puckers her mouth and draws in deep breaths. Her feet begin to smoke. She blinks and looks up. The towering dome of the sun rises over the horizon. She looks from the sun to her feet to Max. Her wide eyes rove about wildly, and then she stares straight ahead. She turns to stone, her staring eyes, open mouth, and wild hair etched in rock. Max wiggles free of her vice-like grip and falls. The sun's glowing orb fills the sky.
Winnie!
Goodbye.
She explodes into purple dust.
Uh-oh.
Mary emits red beams of light.
Bye-bye.
She explodes in a pinkish-red cloud. Winnie bursts into green sparkles. Binks slowly lifts his head and blinks weakly. He rests his head back down upon the leaves and closes his eyes. Huh? Allison, Danny, and Billy rise to their feet and broad smiles spread across their faces.
Oh, yeah.
Max!
Max looks around with a dazed expression. Danny sits down on the grass beside him.
Max? Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
She smiles gently.
You saved my life.
Well, I had to. I'm your big brother.
I love you, Jerkface.
I love you, too.
They hug.
Come on.
They stand before Billy's grave as he lowers himself into it. Allison joins them and puts her arm around Max's shoulders.
Bye, Billy. Have a nice sleep.
Hey, Billy.
Max nods to him.
Thanks.
Billy stretches and his eyes roll back in his head. He falls back into the grave, throwing up a cloud of dust.
Where's Binks? Binks? Binks?
Danny spots Binks behind the rock.
Binks!
She rushes to his side.
He's gone. He's gone, Danny.
But he can't die, remember?
Danny leans close to Binks.
Wake up, Binks! Binks, wake up! Like last time!
Danny falls over the black cat, her body shaking with sobs.
Danny? Come on, please don't be sad for me.
She sits up.
Binks? Is that you?
Yeah.
A translucent Thackeray stands before them.
The witches are dead. My soul's finally free.
Danny's eyes glisten with tears. Thackeray holds out an open palm, and she places her hand on it.
You freed me, Danny. Thank you. Hey, Max. Thanks for lighting the candle.
They share a wry smile.
Thackeray! Thackeray Binks!
Emily smiles at her older brother from among the trees. His face lights up.
It's Emily.
He leans close to Danny's ear.
I shall always be with you.
She nods and sobs as he gently kisses her cheek. Finally reunited with his sister, Thackeray waves back at the trio from the graveyard gates as the risen sun casts a warm, diffused glow over the bare trees. Grinning widely, Max waves back as Allison smiles warmly at him. Emily holds a hand out to her brother, and he takes it.
To wait 300 years for a virgin to light a candle.
The gates open, and they walk away down a long path between the trees. Max puts his arms around Danny and crouches close to her as they watch Thackeray and Emily slowly fade into the dawn. The cemetery gates close behind them. The partygoers exit the doors of the town hall, dazed and drenched in sweat. Max's father yawns widely and puts an arm around his wife. Unit production manager, Whitney Green. First assistant director, Ellen H. Schwartz.
Oh. I thought L.A. was a party town.
Yeah. Wow.
Jay and Ice are still in the cages. Second assistant director, Betty and Fishman.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
On a podium made out of a dark, twisted trunk, the spellbook opens its eye, blinks, and looks around. Voice of Thackeray Binks, Jason Marsden. Associate producer, Jay Height. Visual effects supervisor, Peter Montgomery. Visual effects by Buena Vista Visual Effects. CAD animation supervisor, Chris Bailey. Talking CAD animation by Rhythm and Hughes Incorporated. Choreography, Peggy Holmes, Kenny Ortega.
Spell on you, sister. I say,
The American Humane Association monitored all animal sequences in this film, and no animal was harmed in the making of this film. All scenes depicting violence to animals were simulated. Animatronic animals were used in some scenes. Copyright 1993, The Walt Disney Company, all rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding from Walt Disney Pictures, voiced by Laura Post. A louvered image of a castle against a blue background. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.